Those children on your yard, did you have any idea that something was wrong?
I had no idea. I thought they were doing a skit, or maybe they were Cub Scouts or Girl Scouts, and they were just practicing, because they were sitting so nicely. But then I saw a man in a very agitated way saying, "It's going to be all right." And he kept raising his voice, and I thought that was so strange. And I came to the children, and they were crying and wailing and mortified. And there was a school bus driver with them, and I invited them into the house. And she said there had been an incident at the school. I had no idea what it was.
And the children, how did they find the words to tell you? Because they told you, right? The teacher
had
died.
They told me. They just start talking. The two boys mostly talked, and they said, "We can't go back to that school. We can't go back. Our teacher is dead. What are we going to do? We don't have a teacher." And I could not take that in. I could not accept that. And I just kept listening to them. And then they talked more, and the boy said, "Oh no, it was a big gun and a small gun." And then I knew. And then they said, there was blood. And then they said her name. And I prayed that it wasn't that teacher, and it was. It was
Vicky Soto.
It was that very pretty 27-year-old teacher. I don't know how they fled. I think she must have protected them and saved their lives. I don't know if they ran all the way down the boulevard, the street next to the firehouse. I don't know how they got to my house. They were so brave, and they were so good. And I brought down some toys from my grandson's toy chest, and I gave them some juice, and we called their parents. They were very brave and very good, and I was amazed. I was astounded at what they were telling me.
How they noticed everything. And I know you're a psychologist by training, but you talk about being a grandfather. But it was the grandfather that was you at that moment.
That's what trained me, being a grandfather. I felt like I was with my grandchildren, and I felt perfectly happy with them. That's what trained me, my granddaughter and my grandson. And they were with me, and I felt comfortable. They were very sweet, and they calmed down a little. But they kept repeating that they can't go back to the school because they don't have a teacher.
And their grieving is going to be hard for adults to understand. It will be different. It may be more intense. It will be different. What message do you have for those children that came onto your yard?
I want to be reunited with them. I want to see those children, and I want to tell them how good and brave and strong they are. I want to tell their parents that. And I want to tell them that I want to be their friend, and I want to read to them. I want to give them something special for Christmas. I want to be their friend. I want them to see me in light instead of darkness, as I saw them. I want their parents. I hope they'll call me, because I want to see those children. They were very good children.
Yes.
And then something happened with one of the boys out of this grief and this carnage, and he stopped, and he became very composed. And all of a sudden, he stopped, and he looked at me, and he said, "Just saying, your house is very small." And I thought, what a bright, wonderful boy. And
yes.
He just brought to all of us a respite, a respite from all this darkness. And you know what? I want to see these kids. I hope their parents will call me.
Yes.
I want to just put my arms around them and tell them that I love them. I want the children to be the basis for our solutions.